Channel CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the top Republican negotiators in debt talks says a deal could be hours or days away. And while President Biden said Friday he's optimistic a deal is close, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says this system should not be putting the world economy at risk.
The world has suffered to so many shocks in the last years. The world economy is faced with so many challenges. Please take this out. It is a self-inflicted injury.
Today in Texas, lawmakers in the state house will consider 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton for bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. A simple majority is needed to impeach the Republican. He'd then be suspended until a trial in the Senate. And the TSA says it screened more than 2.7 million air travelers Friday, the most in any day since 2019. This is ABC News. Now, the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered the race for the Republican presidential nomination. His campaign is taking shape. He'll hold a kickoff event Tuesday in Iowa. As much of the West enters wildfire season, a judge in Billings, Montana, says the U.S. government can continue to use its fire retardant that's dropped from planes to fight wildfires.
It's the reddish-orange fire retardant dropped from planes and helicopters to help battle wildfires. Firefighters say retardant is a critical tool in slowing flames and stopping their progress. Environmentalists sued, arguing the mixture pollutes waterways, and they wanted the court to rule the use of fire retardant must stop. The judge ruling the use can continue despite finding fire retardant does pollute streams in violation of federal law. But the judge said halting the use of fire retardant would result in great harm to life and property from wildfires. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Oklahoma University women's softball team can make history today. If they can beat Clemson, it would be their record 48th consecutive win. Brian Clark, ABC News.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report shows the importance of student debt relief to workers across the United States. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
The American Federation of Teachers report finds rising education costs have forced people to borrow over $1.7 trillion to attend college. This comes as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn President Joe Biden's student debt relief program. The bill now heads to the Senate. But Mike Pierce with the Student Borrower Protection Center describes how the CRA's plan disrupts student debt cancellation for public service workers.
The student debt CRA scheme would reinstate the student loan debt of more than 260,000 public service workers nationwide, drop a nearly $20 billion debt burden onto the backs of these hardworking teachers, nurses, first responders, and service members still emerging from the pandemic.
He says this plan would roll back public workers' progress toward having more than $170 billion in student loan debt canceled. But even prior to the Congressional Review Act, court challenges had blocked Biden's plan before it began. Michael Bukai is a law professor at SUNY's University at Buffalo. He had $102,000 in student loan debt forgiven as part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, and says, although the process was somewhat arduous, it was worthwhile.
I was, you know, able to start sort of looking seriously into buying a house, and I was able to significantly increase the financial help that I give to my sibling. And I was also able to, you know, just carry a whole lot more of the burden of, you know, running a household with my partner.
Some education professionals identify the growth of the U.S. student loan program as erasing the benefits of going to college, with millions of loans going into default each year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the top Republican negotiators in debt talks says a deal could be hours or days away. And while President Biden said Friday he's optimistic a deal is close, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says this system should not be putting the world economy at risk.
The world has suffered to so many shocks in the last years. The world economy is faced with so many challenges. Please take this out. It is a self-inflicted injury.
Today in Texas, lawmakers in the state House will consider 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton for bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. A simple majority is needed to impeach the Republican. He'd then be suspended until a trial in the Senate. And the TSA says it screened more than 2.7 million air travelers Friday, the most in any day since 2019. This is ABC News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But Ben.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Jace. Let's talk about turkey hunting.
Let's talk about turkey hunting. Nice work. I'm the new co-host. You're going to take my spot. Joel's going to want you instead of me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah?
Okay, well, Jace, you can at least fight for it. All right, so yeah, let's talk about turkey hunting. Tell me about your turkey.
So when we got there, we actually heard turkeys gobbling before we even got to the blind, so we were trying to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got to the blind, we started setting out all our decoys. And then once we were done with that, we got my gun loaded, make sure the safety was on.
Good job.
And then my dad, we heard a turkey behind us, like 80 yards behind us.
Yeah.
And so my dad started calling him in. He told me that he would come like to the right. And then about like 15 minutes later, he came in. Mm-hmm. And then he came, his tail feathers were up. He was coming for the Jake.
Yeah.
And then once he got there, he started beating up the Jake.
Oh, did he? I've never seen an actual turkey fight a Jake before.
Yeah, with his spurs, he was like hitting him.
Oh my
gosh.
Kicking him, huh?
How'd you feel about that? Were you just like smiling?
I never saw that happen before. No. So he was facing the other way, so I couldn't get a shot. And then he turned around, and then I shot in the head.
In the head? Yeah. Not in the neck and in the head? You got
right in the head.
Right in the head?
Right in the face.
Right in the face. Nice. What did you do? Were you super excited?
I was super excited, but he did like the death flop.
Yeah. Yeah, the death flop gets me sometimes too.
Yeah, you can't walk up to it when it's doing that.
No, because what will happen?
He'll kick you with your spurs and you just get cut up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those things are very, very sharp.
Yeah.
You must have been listening to me all these years, huh?
Look at that. Yeah. See, now you guys got to be so proud.
And he got me beat on that one, too. That was the heaviest bird that I've ever seen down here, at least. So
yeah.
Do you remember how heavy the bird was, Jace?
I think it...
25-11.
So it's almost the same as a salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. So we're going to say mid-20s is your lucky number. We got to figure out your lucky number. What about the beard? How long was the beard? Do you remember?
I think it was around 10 inches.
10 inches? Nice. Yep.
So also when we got home we made turkey nuggets instead of chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
And then we also my dad shot one, I think it was like a year ago, so we were both doing our turkey mounts.
Perfect.
Oh, we did the fans, The fans. Had them on the board, and of course Jace is about 2 inches a little bit bigger, a little wider.
I feel like you got some competition growing up.
That's good. I'll take
it. He's gonna kick your booty.
Keeps me motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about your sister? Do you ever think of bringing your sister out?
Maybe, but
she's not as quiet as you, I think.
She's not the talker.
She'll be talking a lot.
Yeah. She'll be talking a lot, but if you're in a ground blind, you can kind of talk and move.
True.
Because I'm a chick. I like talking too.
When
sometimes.
You're shooting, you can't move your barrel, otherwise they'll probably run.
Because their eyesight's superb, right? Yeah, my turkey hunting,
He was looking like straight at us, though.
Was he?
Oh. So then I got a shot before he ran.
Good job. With me, I didn't get a turkey. You beat me.
Did you see any on your nights out?
Goodness, I did. And man, oh man. So I went out. I'm hunting four fields. Three of them are smaller ones and then one big one. And there's like a big old swamp right in the middle. So it's just straight mosquitoes. Whatever. It happens. And as I'm walking out, I see a hen over here. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to stop and like sneak around the other way because it was before shooting time. And she's down already, just grazing around. I'm like, why are you here? Can you not be? Okay. So then I walk around to another spot, and I see some more hens. And all of a sudden, I hear a gobble. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sneak into here and everything. And then I hear another gobble. I'm calling back, and it's just me. I go up hunting by myself mostly. And, Bill's always working or fishing. Sure. And then I choose turkey hunting. And then just gobble, gobble, gobble. And all of a sudden, they just shut up. Because all of a sudden, some coyotes just come running through all the fields. And I'm like, oh, so you guys just scared away my turkeys.
So that reminds me, my dad was going turkey hunting and he shot a coyote.
Yeah, good. You're saving the other birds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're saving all the animals.
My grandma found just like the wings of a bird because a coyote ate all of the other part.
Yeah. They're kind of a pest. We have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the big coyotes, the wolves. The last segment. Stay tuned if you want to talk about the wolves. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 to talk about your turkey hunting. But for my turkey, when I came back from lunch and take my nap, I got out there right to where my decoys were because I left them out. And the turkey just went bloop and just walked right back into the woods. And then I didn't see anything for the rest of the night, didn't hear anything for the rest of the night. The next morning, I heard them, but they were never coming by me. They would talk back to me, but nothing.
Sure. They
Nothing
can be
at
tough.
All. And then I saw Jake got close, but I don't know what was in the woods. And all of a sudden, it just said nope and turned around and walked away. I'm like, oh, well, this is not my year for turkey hunting.
Didn't you say, like, there was, like, I think didn't you say there was another hen, like, in, like, the back of the field? Like, didn't you see something back there?
My turkey hunt lasted 3 hours this year. I worked all but one day, so I had one morning to hunt.
Yeah.
And I just went out to the same blind we had set up for him, and I had a real hen in my spread and my decoys, and she was in there all morning, 45 minutes or so. I just kept calling, and she's grazing around, whatever. I was actually playing on my phone. I kind of see something by the corner of my eye, and a Yote came running out about 100 yards, just locked right in on that live hen. Mm-hmm. So I squealed with my lips real quick, and it kind of turned him, and he came up towards my Jake and my hen. But then, of course, the live hen took, you know, he was just locked on her. So he turned, I squeaked, and shot it probably about 40 yards and just rolled it. So
oh, nice.
Got lucky on that one. Yeah. So no turkey for me, but at least we helped the farmer out. He's very appreciative of turkeys and coyotes.
Nice.
He wants them all gone. But
didn't he say like he eats his crops and stuff?
Yep, mm-hmm. They do a lot of damage. The turkeys, he's a vegetable farmer. And they're,
oh, yep.
And they go in there and wreak havoc, and obviously the coyotes are eating his chickens.
Oh, yeah, that definitely happens. And just like that, we're already halfway over. I don't understand why this is the fastest hour I've ever had. When we get back, I want to talk to you about your turkey hunting. Have you gone turkey hunting?
Just in the early years.
Early years. Yeah. Right,
we'll get her back.
We still haven't talked about the darn golf trip. Yeah. Oh, I hate when this happens. Stay tuned. We also have the interview with Ted Nugent. Stay tuned, 844-967-2789. When the words you said just tore my heart in two.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One of the top Republican negotiators in debt talks says a deal could be hours or days away. And while President Biden said Friday he's optimistic a deal is close, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says this system should not be putting the world economy at risk.
The world has suffered to so many shocks in the last years. The world economy is faced with so many challenges. Please take this out. It is a self-inflicted injury.
Today in Texas, lawmakers in the state House will consider 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton for bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. A simple majority is needed to impeach the Republican. He'd then be suspended until a trial in the Senate. And the TSA says it screened more than 2.7 million air travelers Friday, the most in any day since 2019. This is ABC News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Turkey hunting.
Oh gosh, that was so long ago. Who was that with? Just you and me in a former co-worker's cornfield and ground blind. And
I don't even remember that. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, I guess he used to feed his turkeys out of his hot tub or something is what I remember. They used to come right up to his hot tub and he'd feed them. Who was that? I don't remember now, but...
But you harvested a turkey, though.
No, not that year. No, haven't yet. So Jace has one up to me so far.
Oh, we have to get you out then.
We do.
Now that the kids are both, an older age or a little easier to get a babysitter for, we can get Amanda back out in the field a little bit.
That'd be perfect.
That's this year's goal. Yeah. Jace is going to be doing hunter safety, so he'll be my co-partner and all that fun stuff coming up. So
yeah,
I feel like there was... three topics in there I want to talk about, but I'm going to stop getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
Please, please, please tell me about this golf.
Ugh, it's the most beautiful place ever.
Yeah, you said your happy place. What did you post?
It was mostly Amanda's happy place.
Yeah, we went down there summers, spring breaks. My grandparents used to rent down there, and it's just a beautiful place. So finally I got to get him to see the magic of it and then, rope him in with some bow fishing too. So.
I said I'd go, but we gotta shoot something if we're going south.
Your pictures, you're smiling ear to ear.
Oh, it was a blast.
It looked like so peaceful, the greatest trip ever.
It was awesome.
So how did you find these stingrays to shoot?
Oh, well, there's the Calmer Bay that they took us in. So, it's so clear, they're just right there and just majestic and so much slower to shoot than carp. those suckers are wiggly and
they are.
Yeah. So, and then
poof of dust and all on the ground. Dust, obviously, but
they're very unpressured down there. It's not as popular as up here. So, the fish you do see, they do run a little bit here and there, but you can shoot pretty much anything in Alabama, which is cool. So anything, no redfish, no dolphin, obviously, but we had big black drum, big southern rays, Atlantic rays, cow nose rays, and they fight really, really, really well. So, you need 2, 3, 4 arrows. This guy with just me and her.
Yeah, we're just tag teaming.
Yeah, he had 8 bows set up, and I'm like looking. I'm like, man, it's just me and her. And he's you'll never know if you shoot a 100-pounder. We want 8 arrows in it.
Wow.
So you got to be ready because they're there. So that night we shot about a 30. Which is, a decent-sized southern ray.
She's heavy.
But, and it pulls just like a big buffalo that you'd shoot up here.
Where do you shoot them? Right in the smack there of the body? Right in the head?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere. They get a little fragile out in the wings.
Yeah.
And then we actually gigged for flounder, which was something different on the trip, which was kind of cool. And that's
gigged
them, So it's just basically a spear. And you roll up with the lights and just ease it into the water and get it, 3-4 inches from it. And just a quick little stab, and they were delicious.
They were fabulous.
Yeah. So how did you prepare them? Did they cut them up for you? What was it like? Did you flay them?
I did them in the condo.
it was rough.
I feel like this is a fun story.
With a very dull steak knife. Because I did not have a fillet knife. I figured he would have done them quick for me. But so we did them at 2 in the morning because I wanted them fresh and, I put them on milk overnight, and they're super white, flaky. If anybody out there never had flounder, it's actually really good. So we baked the next day. We baked 2 of the fish, and then we actually tore it up at Floribama Bar that night, and then came back at 2, 3 in the morning, and we fried that third fish. So we ate them all, and
Phenomenal.
So filleting these rays, how?
So the rays.
Take me through that.
We didn't fillet these.
I'm envisioning something completely different.
Yeah. Well, what was it? 4 years ago we were down there last.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
we actually kept the Atlantic stingrays. They're smaller and they're like scallops. So you fillet, you get little back straps off of them, and we cut them up. And her grandpa was actually down there in a condo, and we put them in like spaghetti and
spaghetti.
Yeah, and it was
just breaded them and fried them.
Nice.
It's just like a scallop, you know. But actually, down there, they see a lot of them. You buy in a store, they're labeled scallops, but it's technically an Atlantic stingray. So,
nice. Yeah.
But this trip, we concentrated on the flounder and then the big southern ray, which are which get the biggest, I guess, of the area.
Yeah.
Very fun. Clear water, and you never know what's around the next corner. Sharks, dolphins, it's full aquarium when you're driving around on the boat. It's very cool.
I definitely want to go shark fishing one day.
That would be I couldn't get her out on the big water, you know, fishing, so we settled for bow fishing.
We did a deep sea fish. Oh, gosh, I think I was probably 13. I don't know. We hit some 10, 12-foot waves, and I think everyone but my grandpa got sick.
Oh, no.
But he caught a record grouper, so he was thrilled.
Yeah, makes up for it a little bit.
Yeah, but never again.
Never again? Have you tried at all, like going out on Winnebago when it's nice and windy? Like, have you tried that? Because that gets kind of tippy.
Yeah, he's usually
I'm picking the days wisely because I don't want to ruin them. It's bad enough the stuff I take my stepdad out in because it's like one day off, we're going.
Just get beat up.
Yeah, with Jace, I pick certain days because I hate to ruin them young and they never want to come back.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea. I remember when last year I went out with Fishing Magician out of Algoma.
Okay.
And it was for my birthday, and I'm going to go. It's my birthday. Like, right?
Heck yeah.
And he's like, well, we don't have to. It was... The bell was just I don't know if someone else was ringing it, but the bell was just ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, we're just rocking back and forth, and there were six of us in the boat. Only one person got seasick, like seasick, probably like you did when you were 13. And I'm like, oh, like, we're not turning around.
I think we all lost a day of our lives after that when we all just slept. It was rough.
Luckily, I'm knocking on wood. I've never got seasick.
Same here. Yeah, I've been lucky. Been on some rough stuff, but.
Yeah, you just, for me, every time I feel like I'm going to just look at one spot on the horizon. Just
as long as you can see
spot.
The shore, that helps. Yeah,
but if you're looking at a bird or something, you just got waves upon waves. You can't see nothing.
Right, right.
Oh, man. But with the waves, speaking of waves like that, when you're in a, have you been layout boat duck hunting?
That's on my bucket list.
Ooh, I've actually done something you haven't.
No, I've shot divers and everything, but layout boat hunt is the last couple of years I've been really thinking about doing it. Just timing, getting up and getting right.
That reminded me with the waves because it's like an actual layout boat. I call it a UFO, and you just lay out. And you have a little back up there so the water doesn't splash on you, but you're right at the water level.
Sure.
Just cool. Waves. You just, if it's a 3-foot wave, you're just like, oh, all right.
Just this rolling
is,
with it.
This is fun. There's the decoy. There's the decoy gone. There's the decoy. And it's gone. Yep. Nope.
Yeah, that's bucket list. Some old squads out there that'll. Oh, yeah. Maybe this year. We'll see.
It's definitely fun. You can do it with Gunner.
We could do it with Gunner.
We got Ranger.
Let's get Gunner. He needs a brother.
Yes, he does.
Maybe.
Oh, this is awesome.
All right, maybe.
You got to. All right.
Okay, what else happened on this trip? So, are you going to go back when you go back down to the Gulf? Are you going to go bow fishing again? Or
I think we got to. Yeah, we're actually going with her brothers. She's got a brother in Colorado and another brother that lives close to us, and we're going a big three family trip next year. And I think we'll got to do something, at least fishing. Bow fishing is really not that great in the winter down there, so I think we're going February. It really starts picking up in April, May, June, just kind of like up here.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll figure out something.
Amanda, do you think I can ever get you to go noodling with me?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I've been, every female that I have on here, I've been saying, let's go noodling, because I'm doing it all girls noodling trip. Last year, I did it, and one of the girls got a 42-pounder.
Wow.
42-pound catfish. She just pulled right
hand.
Out of the. Yeah.
I would be all for having her go.
Yeah.
I would.
I'll go on a girls trip.
Yep. And it's intimidating right away. And if you're scared of the water, I am terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. Like, unless I'm down in the Virgin Islands where I can just float, pretty much walk on water down there.
Yeah.
But we went down to Southern Illinois in Benton, Illinois with Wren Lake. And. Oh, man, that water is dirty. Mm-hmm. And you just stick your hand into this hole. I'm like, okay, as long as it's 5 feet, mm-hmm. I can dive down and pull this thing out. My first one was only 18 pounds.
Wow. As long as nothing's nibbling on my toes, I think I'll be all right.
You can wear shoes. There's no, okay. There's no way I'm going in any lake, mm-hmm. any river without shoes yes. on at all. All
right, then I'm down.
I'm a sensory person. Like, I need, mm-hmm. if it's yeah. slimy uh-huh. or gross yeah. and grass. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I don't want the seaweeds in my toes. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's like when I'm kayaking. If I tip over in the weeds, mm-hmm. I'm freaking out.
Game over.
Done.
Full panic.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, might as yep. well just not come get mm-hmm. me. It's not happening. Nope. Mm-hmm. Now I got all the heebie-jeebies. Ugh. Yeah. Cannot do it. Okay, mm-hmm. well, you guys are convincing me to go down to the golf.
You should.
I think I had...
It's okay. amazing.
So, you know Jeb.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had a grouper with him that okay. was absolutely delicious.
Sure.
I believe I had a grouper mm-hmm. with him. I'm sure it was. He feeds me so much food. But oh my goodness. She had it on the side. Rita had it on the side for an appetizer. And then she put it in like in this casserole that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. It was butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just biting right through it. It's better than any northern, better than any walleye, any perch, mm-hmm. anything I've ever had around here.
I agree. Yeah. Like even that flounder, I couldn't mm-hmm. picture. I couldn't. Say what it tasted like for our fish up here, but mm-hmm. it was totally just different, so but phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about wolf hunting. We're not there yet.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get there. I'm so excited about this too, because I've never thought about it, because in my head, it's like when a bear dies, they do the death moan. Mm. And it's like, I can't shoot a bear because I'm scared. That's the part that stops me, is I'm scared of the death moan.
Yeah.
I feel like wolves would cry like a dog.
No. That's the biggest thing. You can't compare them to a dog. It's on another level.
My first coyote that I shot was just a little sad, because they look like dogs to me. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
when you actually think about it, they are killing dogs out there. They're killing chickens. They're killing everything that we love.
Yeah, when you see them with a fawn or a cub in their mouth, then you kind of change your perspective.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot do that. When I... Just not like I was saying last weekend or this past week, just running around with getting my chickens. Oh, Sandhill Cranes had two colts. And all of a sudden the next day when I saw that coyote.
Only one, probably.
There's no more colts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why? Why are you eating my little babies? And then I think a fawn was born behind me, because all of a sudden it started bleeding. I'm like, oh, meh, meh. I'm like, oh, little baby, I want to come find you and cuddle with you. But I can't. I definitely cannot do that. bow fishing. I was told to talk to you guys about bow fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jace, what do you think about bow fishing?
I was
going to
say, since we talked about bow fishing with stingrays, what about your bow fishing experience, your mental health day?
Jace was a little sick about 2 weeks ago when the carp were spawning, let's just say.
We just said that for school.
So what did we do with your sick day?
So we woke up at like 6.
You don't have to do the whole story, Jace. Did we shoot some fish or not?
Yes. We shot.
Just riding out the school.
We shot 160.
Did we fill the boat up till we could? We're just about sank Uncle Andy's boat. That's
yeah,
about what happened.
Four barrels. Yeah.
Four barrels? How big are these barrels? Like
150 gallon totes. And,
man.
Yeah, it was about 2,200 pounds of fish, we figured.
We would have filled the whole floor, but Andy didn't want anything on the floor.
Well, they're all slimy and gross too, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it gets for having
two nights of a boat.
He
just didn't want that because he had hydro turf on the floor.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that'd be kind of slimy. Yeah. You'd be down there scraping it with a...
Yeah, he had
a toothbrush.
He had to power wash it that night.
Oh, well, the smell of it, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah?
Did you have fun?
How many did you shoot? Do you remember?
I don't know.
A lot?
A lot.
A lot, though.
Yeah.
How many years have you been bow fishing? Is this your first year?
No, I think when the first year...
It's probably been about
when I was four
years
old, because...
4 years old?
Yeah, because we went bow fishing that... Like, my first ever bow fishing was when we were at Alabama with you.
Oh, and yeah, he was actually in a golf the last time we were down there, and I took him instead of Amanda. She stayed with Shayna. And Jace went out and we shot those Atlantic stingrays and some cow nose that trip.
Some
were
cow
we
nose,
with
nice.
my grandma, like Gigi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Everybody knows this band is here, and there's a dog across the street. He's upset the dog's not coming over to say hello.
Oh.
what about other, I was trying to read the side of your bow fishing boat.
Well, my old one was DOA. It was just a team I had, because I used to do tournaments, and I had a really nice boat set up for it. And then kind of life changed. The kids were looking to do other stuff. And honestly, we wanted a fishing boat more dedicated.
Yeah.
So I ended up selling it, and that's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's
nice. We
built another one.
We built another one?
Another one maybe after this, too.
Nice.
Never enough.
Can you take me out for bow fishing, Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We got to do that. When we get back, we will go to the interview with Ted Nugent, the wolf hunting, because we have to talk about that.
Sounds good.
When we get back... Why am I mumbling my words right now? Stay tuned, please. I'm riding with a smile. It's 'cause my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Yeah, my little baby loves me.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Huge controversy in Wisconsin. What is your take on that?
You know, if we manage the wolf like we manage white-tailed deer, as in an annual harvest of the surplus to keep the habitat balanced and the structure balanced, there are more deer than ever. Certainly, we want wolves to be in optimal thriving populations, but right now they're off limits. They're untouchable because of the lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. Right. They're overpopulated in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We should manage them within the carrying capacity of those resources and those habitats so that they maximize revenue generation and family hours of recreation. And again, Joel, I'm just a guitar player, but I figured this out as I was growing up in the deer woods of Michigan with my dad and Fred Bear. And I know that tradition is alive and well, but if the hunting families don't vote, then the anti-hunters and the animal rights liars and scammers, they will win, and currently they're winning with the wolf. So let's make sure that we vote and put pressure on our elected employees in the great state of Wisconsin to make sure that the wildlife, particularly the wolf, is in the asset column as a renewable resource instead of the liability column, which is a lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. The whole state will be endangered if we don't manage wolves responsibly.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, the wolves are decimating the populations of deer in northern Wisconsin. And I think sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people who utilize the outdoors want to just use the outdoors and be stewards in the outdoors and want to be left alone. And I think one of the things that's tough to encourage them to do sometimes...
That was my interview with Ted Nugent. First, I have to say that was the greatest interview.
Very cool.
I got to talk to Uncle Ted.
Sure.
That was the coolest. That was the coolest one. I may have had a sick day, a mental health day from work, and had a talk with Ted. It was the greatest thing
ever.
That's
worth it.
But he is the guru of the outdoors, pretty much. Right? You can follow anything you can think of. You can ask him. He'll have an answer for it.
Yeah.
He is a very smart man.
We grew up watching him, and he knows him. I've actually hunted on his ranch.
Out of the wild.
Yeah.
Isn't like the talk with Ted thing, like where you get to talk about like what you did or like hunting?
He might have a thing like that, Chase.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. You watch YouTube a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a little.
It could be on there probably. But
yeah, like talk with. Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be perfect. We should get on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But you went wolf hunting, correct?
Three times. Yeah, I did.
Three times.
It's a tough animal. It's still on the top of my list. But I did two trips to Ontario. Mm-hmm. I believe in 2019 and 2020. 80 hours, dark to dark, dropped off on a snowmobile, and you're in a pop-up blind, dark to dark. It was brutal. It was February, cold as heck. And, of course, I was the only guy at camp that never seen one or had a shot or anything, never seen anything. So I went out 2 years in a row, still nothing. And then 2021 came, and Wisconsin reopened their season. So I put in for a tag, and wouldn't you know, I got a tag, which is pretty crazy because it was very limited. And that was on like a Sunday night. Monday was the hunt.
Oh, geez.
And I was working, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, long story short, my buddy of mine shot one on Monday, and I called him to congratulate him. And he said, hey, don't get up here. There's deep snow. Let's see if you can have a sick day. So I took a mental health day on a Tuesday. I worked all day, and I went home, grabbed the gun, some warm clothes, drove way up north, and we hunted hard from – as soon as I got there, say it was 8, 9 o'clock, we hunted from 9 till 9 the next day, because by 10 o'clock the quota was made and it was shut down. So the season only lasted those 2 days.
Yeah.
And because the quota was obviously met and it was exceeded a little bit. And yeah, we hunted hard as heck, to say the least. I don't know how many miles I should have tracked it, but I drove home halfway to my camper and slept that morning, and I woke up with the worst leg cramps that you can ever imagine, because you know, we didn't have any food, barely any water, just hunted.
And trudging through that snow too, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I get tired just going from my tree stand and back.
And it was like 24 inches of snow, of course, up there. So
you're using snowshoes and everything though?
Didn't even have time. Just,
goodness.
Just bare minimum. Just
so you just got a nice workout.
It was a workout, but I thought I needed to go to the ER the next day. Like, I never had cramps like that. And I'm like panicking by myself in my little camper, freezing.
No. Well, that was after a 12-hour shift and all that drive time. And
ABC News, I'm